Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt this program for breaking news. Fleetwood Mac, one of the world's most popular bands, have just announced that beginning April 4th, 2013, they will come together again and launch an extensive worldwide tour starting in Columbus, Ohio. Stevie Nicks.
It's what we do, so we're pretty strong and we're pretty good at it. And we may be in our 60s, but we're a lot stronger than most people that I know that are 30. So I don't have the least bit of worry about it because we've been hard workers for so long that, you know, you don't get old if you don't stop working.
Mick Fleetwood.
I'm excited and we're all ready, and in actual fact we've all been keeping our chops up, so we'll be really ready by the time we hit the road in April.
Lindsey Buckingham.
You could really make a case for saying that we are not necessarily a group of people who, how would you put it, belong in the same band together. But it is the synergy of that that makes it so good.
Hi, I'm Dan Meir, and you heard right. In April, the Mac will hit the road for the first time in 3 years, and for the next hour, Stevie, Mick, and Lindsey are going to take you behind the scenes, explaining their decision to tour again, what is involved in making it all happen, the possibility of some new music, and more.
Hi, this is Stevie Nicks. Welcome to Fleetwood Mac, on tour 2013.
Monday morning, you sure do fine.
Monday morning, the first song from the album Fleetwood Mac, which was the first to feature Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. That live version was recorded during the Rumours tour in 1977 and is part of the upcoming deluxe 35th anniversary edition of Rumours, due to be released January 29th of 2013. And live is what Fleetwood Mac will be in 2013, as Stevie explains.
We never break up. We just go our own separate ways for about 3 years every time. And it works really well, in my opinion, because then people didn't just see us last year. And we really want it to be an event, you know. We want it to be really special, and we want the world to be really excited and go, wow, you know, 213, the year of Fleetwood Mac, you know. And not like, wow, Fleetwood Mac going on around 213, and we just saw them in 2011. Especially me, you know, because I'm like the city planner. I'm really always on everybody, you know, to realize that it's better to stay out of the spotlight for a couple years, because then the world is so much more excited to see you when they didn't just see you a year and a half ago.
Fleetwood Mac was scheduled to tour in 2012, but Stevie decided to devote more time to her last solo album, In Your Dreams. That allowed the others additional time to devote to their projects. For bassist John McVie, it meant deep sea fishing and sailing around the world on his yachts. And he also opened a surf shop near his home on Waikiki Beach, where he's making custom surfboards with the Fleetwood Mac signature penguin hanging 10. And John is not the only member of the band helping Hawaii's economy. Mick Fleetwood.
Well, it worked out really well for me because I opened a restaurant here in Hawaii, in Maui, where I live. But I'm anxious to play, and I think we all know that we're not, you know, spring chickens. We're not like 22 years old anymore. We're in our 60s, you know. And I love Stevie's approach, but you know, if you wait too long, you put too many 3-year periods, we'll all be dead. But Fleetwood Mac only works when we really emotionally all come together at the same place, and this is one of those moments. And I hope there are more to come down the road. And we are really looking forward to it.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Well, you know, Fleetwood Mac is an interesting study in politics. Unlike some other groups, we never want the same thing at the same time for the same reasons. So, yes, that was the case. But I think really just Stevie was enjoying herself and wanted to see out the whole experience of her last solo album. And, you know, she'd seen me do that over and over, and I think she wanted a piece of that action too. So, you know, there's no judgment about that. Someone's always causing trouble in Fleetwood Mac. So at that point, I decided to go out and try something else that was outside of my comfort zone, which was a one-man show, and I did about 70 shows doing that. So I'm ready.
Looking out for love in the nights of ill. Oh, how pale your kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love, sweet love. She said that you love me, that you always will. Oh, you made me to keep you in that house on the hill. Looking out for love, drinking love.
Lindsey Buckingham's new live collection one-man show, That Was Big Love. He just wrapped up that tour in November, and in mid-February, he will join Stevie, Mick, and John in L.A. for the start of 6 weeks of rehearsal. But for Stevie, the preparations start long before then.
I have fittings for clothes and thinking about what songs, you know, I think that we might try, and having phone calls with everybody, trying to figure out how everybody else feels so that we can start getting our, like, group of 30 songs together that we can choose from when we get in there. Try and get some exercise and walk on the treadmill and dance, you know, and do the things that you need to do to get your body ready for this kind of, you know, crazy physical thing that we do when we go out.
Written by Stevie Nicks, Dreams, Fleetwood Mac's first and only number one song. Not only do the members of Fleetwood Mac have to get in shape for the tour, but they also need to choose and give shape to the songs they're going to play. Once again, Mick Fleetwood.
We have a really democratic approach to what we're doing. When all is said and done, handing over to the individual's stylistic approach. And that really is the chemistry of Fleetwood Mac's music, in my opinion. As part of a rhythm section with John McVie, we probably are a slightly higher on the scale in terms of accommodating what we feel needs to be done, because your position as a rhythm section is to support the front line. So we are very comfortable and very conversant with doing that.
Lindsay Buckingham.
You could make a case for saying 75% of your material is sort of preordained, you know. I mean, you're going to have to do Secondhand News, you're going to have to do Dreams, Gypsy, Sarah, Landslide, Rhiannon, Go Your Own Way, Tusk, So Afraid, Never Going Back Again, Don't Stop. So the list goes on, and then suddenly you've got maybe 25% of your set left to try to do something else with. I think it's really just about constructing it properly and maybe taking some liberties and some new interpretations and again, making the arc a little different.
Stevie Nicks.
We always go back to the beginning when we start rehearsal. We always pull out all the records and we listen to the original arrangement and the original song from the original recorded song. And we start from there. But, you know, every time we tour, all the songs morph a little bit, you know. They always take on a slightly different thing.
Stevie Nicks with help from Fleetwood Mac on a song originally found on her The Wild Heart record, Stand Back.
He lives in a very feminine world because there's girls everywhere, and that is very good for me.
That's next. Tickets for the first run of Fleetwood Mac shows are on sale as of December 14th at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, this is Lindsey Buckingham. Welcome back to Fleetwood Mac on Tour 2013.
I'm Dan Neer. It's no secret that Fleetwood Mac has had its fair share of drama. And while for the most part the band has moved on from the chapter of their career that was written during their Rumours era, much more has been added to the book regarding the relationship between Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
I think that this time everything's going to really be better. I think that everybody's in a much better place, and, you know, Lindsey's been out doing a lot of touring by himself. He seems softer and more friendly and sweeter to me, and I think that has a lot to do with those solo gigs. And also, you know, he has three children that are under 15, and two of them are girls. He lives in a very feminine world. He and his son, like, they kind of hide in the back, you know, because there's girls everywhere. He's involved in a very girly world, and that is very good for me because he has definitely got a much better take on women now than he did before he had those little girls.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Well, I mean, there is some truth in that, but that's not something that just happened last week. I mean, I have a son who's 14 and two daughters who are 12 and soon to be 9. And, you know, I look at the whole idea of being a family member, a spouse, and a parent as a great gift because it came to me relatively late. And it came to me after I saw a lot of my friends and people I knew who in previous decades were not really there for their families in the way I would have wanted to see myself be. And it is. It's been a great gift. And she's absolutely right that it's been very grounding. And it's been, in many ways, the best thing that ever happened to me. And certainly in the larger picture, musically and personal life-wise, this is clearly the best time in my life. But, you know, I don't think it's something that's peculiar to the last few months, which is what she's referring to. I think there are other things that come into play in terms of Stevie and me having this time and having such a good time doing it. I think part of it is that, well, she came into my environment. That was one thing. You know, she had not been to my house before. We just hung out, and, you know, she was eating dinner with us, with the children. And I think she took on some of what my reality is, too, and was able to appreciate it and see me through that filter. So that's part of probably what she's saying. Another part is just really that she's come, you know, from point A to point B. From, if you look at where she was in terms of a mindset before she began working on this last solo album of hers. Again, as I say, she saw me going out doing all these solo projects, which were very small scale on a commercial level, but were incredibly enriching on a psychic and a musical and a spiritual level to me. And she saw me bringing that back to the band, and I think she hadn't had one of those experiences for a while. She got together with Dave Stewart, had a wonderful time making this album, had a wonderful time touring it, and now she's at the end of that, and I think, you know, to be fair, she is a different person too, and she needed to complete that arc, and now, I think now she has, so it's going to be very interesting to see how the dynamic plays out between Stevie and myself. You know, I think you see this circle coming back around. The whole thing starts to feel cyclical, and I think that that's going to inform a lot of what happens this year, and I'm excited about that.
Took this love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? And can I sail through the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
Well, maybe the landslide will bring it down. Well, the landslide bring it down.
The one song that finds Stevie and Lindsay on stage alone, but also the one that shows their undying bond for one another. Landslide, part of Fleetwood Mac On Tour 2013. 2013 also marks the 40th anniversary of the Buckingham Nicks album, which ended up acting as their demo that earned them membership into the Fleetwood Mac family. And if Mick Fleetwood has his way, he'd like to up the ante on Stevie and Lindsay doing more together on this tour.
To physically do some things production-wise that brings them together. Because you have to remember that the band that was sitting there when Bob Welch left, way back when, and me hearing Stevie and Lindsay in the studio, in the little studio in the valley, and they were Buckingham Nicks. And that whole sensibility, which is, in truth, how it sort of ended up. They don't have a third person up there. They are all about, they handle the front line of Fleetwood Mac. And I would love to think that we come up with some kooky ideas and actually try and feature a little bit more of the atmosphere of what started this whole thing, which was Buckingham Nicks. And in fact, we pretty much, on the first Fleetwood Mac album, Stevie and Lindsay came into Fleetwood Mac. A lot of that material that they'd written on that album was destined to be on their next Buckingham Nicks album. So I think a cheeky look at doing some of that and having them, I always imagined them in the old days, they used to sing on one microphone, like the Everly Brothers. And I hope we get to do some of that stuff and they can really pare down into some of their old harmonies that they used to do when they were Stevie and Lindsay.
Oh,
originally released on the Fleetwood Mac album, that version of Rhiannon was recorded during the Rumours Tour in 1977 and is part of the upcoming deluxe 35th anniversary edition of Rumours due out January 29th, 2013.
My God, they are as Fleetwood Mac-y as anything I've heard in a long, long time.
Lindsay, Stevie, and Mick will explain when Fleetwood Mac on Tour 2013 returns. Tickets for the first run of Fleetwood Mac shows are on sale as of December 14th at Ticketmaster.com.
Hello there, this is Mick Fleetwood. Welcome back to Fleetwood Mac on Tour 2013.
Unlike their last outing in 2009, Fleetwood Mac will be touring in 2013 in support of new music. It won't be an album, but they're hoping to release two new songs before hitting the road in April. At the beginning of 2012, with Stevie Nicks on her In Your Dreams tour, Mick Fleetwood and John McVie flew from their homes in Hawaii to join Lindsey Buckingham at his home studio in L.A. to lay the groundwork for a possible new Fleetwood Mac album. While there isn't enough time to get one done before the start of the tour, Stevie did visit with Lindsey in November to add her vocals to two tracks, Miss Fantasy and Sad Angel. Mick Fleetwood.
I think it's going to be great, and selfishly, I truly hope, and I know Lindsay and hopefully Stevie now, that the vision may well be that these tracks become, at some point, the beginnings of another Fleetwood Mac album, which I would love to think would happen. We're more than capable of doing it. I know Stevie's got some great songs. The songs that I cut with Lindsay and John McVie, I really, really like.
Lindsey Buckingham.
We cut like 7-8 tracks, and I have to say, I mean, my God, they are as Fleetwood Mac-y as anything I've heard in a long, long time. Mick and John were just playing their asses off, and it was really a great experience.
Loving you.
taken from their 1997 live reunion album, The Dance, that's Go Your Own Way, part of Fleetwood Mac On Tour 2013. We just heard that Fleetwood Mac is coming out with two new songs next year. Will there be more after that? Stevie Nicks.
We have two really great songs so that the world can actually hear what we sound like today on recording. Who knows? I'm not putting any restrictions on this. We might go on a year tour and come off the tour and go, let's go back in and do six more songs, which would make eight. And in this day and age, eight songs is plenty for a record. You don't really have to do 15 or 14 or 18 songs anymore. So, in fact, nobody wants that many anyway. So people would probably be happy with four. But the thing is that we did begin something, and it came out great, and we had a really good time doing it. So as Dave Stewart would say, we have cause for cautious celebration here. From The Dance, Don't Stop, as part of Fleetwood Mac On Tour 2013. The tour gets underway April 4th in Columbus, Ohio, and is scheduled to end June 12th in Detroit. There are close to 40 dates, with the possibility of more in the States, as well as Europe and Australia. Mick Fleetwood.
Fleetwood Mac only works when we really emotionally all come together at the same place. And this is one of those moments, and I hope there are more to come down the road. And we are really looking forward to it. So when it's right, and then we do it.
Stevie Nicks.
I'm hoping that we can pick out, you know, out of our catalog some great songs that we don't usually do. If everybody wants this to work, everybody's going to have to really put their nose to the grindstone and work at it. And that's what a relationship is, isn't it? No relationships work if you don't work at them. No marriages work, you know, no friendships work. Nothing works if you don't really put your heart into it. So what I'm hoping is that all four people will totally put their heart into it and that we will make this great, because this is a great band. It always has been. And I think that it deserves our respect.
And finally, Lindsey Buckingham.
It's almost a bit more engaging to think about what would happen if Fleetwood Mac could put, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row together for a change and be a band and interact. Not that we wouldn't still have elements of dysfunction, because that's part of Fleetwood Mac, and it's always been part of the appeal. All the way, that was part of the appeal of Rumors, was bringing out the voyeur in everyone, you know. But part of me, as I slowly move towards something like an adult, is that, you know, I find that to be quite an engaging idea, and I find it to be something that would be very appropriate. Again, cyclical, and I don't know if that'll happen. It really depends on everyone wanting the same thing at the same time, which, as I said before, very seldom happens, but I would love to see that. I think that some real magic and some real third act kind of surprises might come out of that, if it were possible to do politically. And so, you know, I have no qualms or preconceptions about anything other than whatever happens, and I'm happy to be there for it.
song credited to the entire Rumors era lineup of Fleetwood Mac, That's the Chain. More than 30 years later and numerous ups and downs, that lineup has remained intact, minus only one person, Christine McVie, who retired shortly after they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. They decided against replacing Christine, a decision which, according to Mick Fleetwood, still stands.
It's a funny, hugely interesting legacy, I think, that's almost entirely unique. I can't think of any other band, to my knowledge, that has the same history as Fleetwood Mac, that's radically changed musically over the years and has still sustained a long, successful career without collapsing in a heap, you know, of confusion. So again, we are incredibly lucky. Fleetwood Mac's not about to go out and change their lineup ever again. So the band that you come and see in 2013 is the last incarnation of Fleetwood Mac, and rightly so. You know, it's paying tribute to that and coming back to that with grace and hopefully with style, and going out and doing something that's going to resonate and make people really enjoy our journey and become part of our journey. And that's the whole point of going out and working next year.
And along the way, there has been one constant by Mick's side.
For me, my real partner in crime here is John McVie, who keeps a very, very low profile. He's noticeably not going to be doing any interviews on the radio such as this, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that me walking on a stage without any of these people, but most certainly John McVie, is a major part of our musical presence on that stage. And I love John very much. He's my dearest friend. And John McVie will be walking on that stage with myself, Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, and Lindsey Buckingham. And we will see you next year, and we will be rocking and a-rolling.
Fleetwood Mac On Tour 2013 was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Cheryl Lewis, Blaine Clausen, Tom Consolo, Liz Rosenberg, Karen Moss, Nadia Ali, Greg Cortez, and Karen Johnston. Also thanks to Liz Morenton of Live Nation and Mike Engstrom from Rhino Records. Tickets for the first run of Fleetwood Mac shows are on sale as of December 14th at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.
Great show there, Fleetwood Mac. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a good night, good day, wherever you are. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye.